Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
So I'm aiming for Nick's kneecaps.
Okay.
And I don't intend to kill him, so that's why I'm doing that.
Okay.
6 plus 6.
Plus
a million other things.
Oh, it
right?
is also, it's a +2 weapon, so you get to add an additional 2.
Yeah.
All right. So that is 14. Okay. You see Wolf Nick nimbly dodge out of the way.
What?
Yep.
Oh God.
So has he dodged out of away from me out of the way?
No, he just kind of ducked a little bit. He's still in the same place, kind of right in front of you.
How could he duck? I'm a lot shorter than he is.
He jumped. He leaped over your bolt. He lifted 1 foot. And your bolt skittered across the floor, because it actually was continually in contact with the floor the whole time.
It was too low. Okay. I stamp my foot, and I swear in halfling.
Ooh. Whoa. What does that sound like?
You don't want to know.
It sounds just like a dragonborn shouting down. It's literally the same sound.
A human cannot hear it. It's
oh, crap, and the platform starts moving down.
So that's that.
Are you gonna stay put, or are you gonna
stay in put?
Okay, all right. And then it's Esmeralda's turn, but before we get to that, why don't everybody take a break, use the facilities. It's interesting, though. Searching Batwack returns a lot more images than I would have ever thought.
Right. Like, what are... There's, like, a Mr. Met baseball card. Batwack. That's really funny.
Oh! That's great.
It's because people can say thwack to hit a baseball. And so somebody titling a picture...
Thwack.
Yeah, someone titling a picture could say bat. And thwack together.
The
oh, I see. On the back of the Sega Classic game Tommy Lasorda Baseball, one of the sentences, at bat, thwack the ball with a quick swing for a hard drive to third.
At bat.
There are no results found in Google Maps.
In Google Maps.
Now we know the source for your name. It's from the back of Tommy Lasorda's Sega Classic Baseball game.
Do you write summaries for the episodes?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
For the okay. All right.
Mr. Luddite.
Sorry. Just catching up.
Aww.
Have you seen the fan art of your character, though?
A little bit. It was amazing. If I can find it.
It's on our Twitter, the Pork Fried Dice Twitter. And the artist's name is Victoria, but I don't remember what her her Twitter handle is. But she's awesome, and she's made a bunch of our characters. They're pretty fantastic. I love them. I stared at them 100 times when she did it. I just kept staring. I kept going back. I'm like, look at this. Look at this.
Oh, yeah. Here's the one of Batwack throwing Tiny Lang.
Oh, it's amazing. I love it.
Oh, here we go. I'm starting to find some of these. I do like this picture of Batwack throwing Lang.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
Oh, and then she does a close-up of you in the hand. Here
we
go.
Copy
that. Oh, I love that one.
She's very, very talented. The Baron of Cleaning. So cool. That was Lank's joke. Now that I know that it's the Baron of Cleaning, I'm not so worried. That was one of my favorites. It was so funny.
Yeah, she's done a bunch of different ones.
I want to get a tattoo of the Baron of Cleaning. I want that. It's so great.
Oh, man. That last one is amazing.
Which one?
Yeah, the Baron of Cleaning.
Isn't
exactly.
That amazing?
It's really cool.
And did you see her caption on it says, I originally drew the full mustache on him. How foolish of me. I love her.
Yeah, it's
so
really
much.
Awesome.
She's really nice.
All right. We are back. And I'm trying to think of what Esmeralda will do. And I am not familiar enough with her. Bleh! It is her turn. And
And she takes it at the end.
She takes her turn. Her turn is taken. It is amazing. She is going to step up and try to swing at wolfified Nick with her silver short sword. So the silver short sword hits, and that does 8 piercing damage. And then she is going to thrust at him twice with her rapier. Hit.
That's a lot of attacks.
And hit. Yes, she does get to make a lot.
You may not get to kill Nick, Bathwack.
Who said I was going to kill him?
And
little birdie told me.
13 more damage. Okay. And now it is Nat's turn. And you feel him tremble in your arms.
Uh-oh.
And he transforms back into the hybrid wolf form that he was in before.
Okay.
So he's half wolf, half little boy.
Okay.
And then he is going to try to save from being held. And fails.
Yeah! Failure! You failure!
And it is Nick's turn. Nick is going to rear back and try to plunge his rapier into the heart of Esmeralda.
Oh my god.
What?
This is insane.
Killing off all the NPCs.
I see what's going on here.
This is where the NPC tracker gleefully reports 0 NPCs per track.
All right, so that hits. When he attacks, he is moving faster than you've ever seen Nick move before. He seems to have been granted some additional speed. So he deals 11 damage with his rapier, and then he flashes in with his short sword with his patented sneak attack that you're familiar with, and does 12 damage that way to Esmeralda. Okay. And then he tries to bite her in the face. And succeeds.
Well, there they all go.
And he does 9 piercing damage to her that way. And then she gets to make a constitution saving throw.
And discovers she needs to shave.
Okay. And it is Lank's turn.
Okay, where is the elevator?
At this point, up was shouted, I believe. So I would say it is ascending. You are about head height. Like your head is just poking up. Actually, Batwack's head is just about poking up into the floor. You've got about 20 years until you're
at ground level then.
Right.
I don't have any weapons on me.
Oh, you're fully armored and armed.
Oh.
You were ready to go.
Because that's how I sleep.
We all do, apparently.
What I'm going to say to Bathwack, because you said that I, though I couldn't do anything about it, was aware of everything that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
It occurred to me that Nat transformed and attacked at exactly the same time that I was instructed to get the holy symbol away. So maybe, turning to Bathwack, you may want to press this against Nick or something.
An on button
for the holy symbol, but he was attacked right when I was told to get the holy symbol out of the tower. So we may be able to help him with the holy symbol.
Okay.
If that makes sense to you, you who know magic. I don't know magic, but I know Nick's in trouble.
Okay.
Beyond that, I guess I can get ready, but the elevator is still low enough that I can't see anything. So
you also have neither of you know that Nick has become this wolf creature.
Okay.
But I know that he was being bitten by Nat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. So I will say to Bathwack, we may need, that it's possible that there's something you can do with that holy symbol that will help him. And then I will ready my weapons. Somewhat reluctantly, though, I guess, because... Well, I wouldn't... We went to a lot of effort to save Nat, but I wouldn't feel as bad about killing him as I would about killing Nick.
Okay. Otherwise, are you just waiting for the platform to
get high enough that I'd be able to jump up and
okay,
get to the floor?
All right. Yeah, if you want to actively try to climb up before it completely thuds up there, I'll say that you can climb up and then still have time to take an action or use your action to move.
Okay, well then I get upstairs, and so the situation is Nat is attacking Rafina.
Nat, in his hybrid form, is being carried by Will, stiff as a board, to the southern window in the room. Nick kind of has his back to the northern window. He and Esmeralda are kind of going toe-to-toe. Rafina's right up in there as well. But Nick is fully wolf hybrid form as well.
All right. Am I close enough to attack?
Not with a melee weapon.
Then I'm just going to move in to get ready to attack.
Okay. Mike is in the mix. Cool. Bathwack.
Despite Lank's moving speech, I'm going to pocket the holy symbol, draw my sword and shield. So the wolf boy looks, at least for the moment, like Will has things under control.
He is not moving at all.
What do I see of Nick? I mean...
You see Nick. He is sort of bulging through Nick's clothes. He's wielding Nick's weapons. You can see kind of his face beneath the cloth, but otherwise he is a bipedal
The cloth?
Wolf. Through the fur, sorry.
He's a cloth wolf.
Yeah, his hair is made of yarn.
He's wearing a mask! Oh, wait a second!
He's a werecloth.
Yep. He thought this was just all some fun role-playing adventure.
You idiot! You're about to get killed!
So he clearly looks to me like a werewolf.
Mm-hmm.
He's carrying weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Is he engaging anybody?
Yeah, you can see the tail end of him stabbing at and biting Esmeralda.
Oh, so everything gets really quiet for Bathwack.
Oh, God.
And he just feels like water falling into a clear pool. And you can all hear him. He begins to pray, but it's Draconic. You can't really understand it.
Unless you know it's Draconic.
Sorry?
Unless you know Draconic.
Unless you know Draconic, but I don't think you do.
I don't think anybody does.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Mm-mm. So all you can tell is it's mournful. But I'll tell you that he's praying for Nick's soul.
Oh, no.
And so can I jump up onto the next floor and begin to attack?
Just like with Lank, you could get up there if you actively try to climb up, which I'm assuming you do. You have enough time to either make a ranged attack or move into melee range, but not make a melee attack at this point.
Okay. I'll move into melee range.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll cast Searing Smite.
Okay.
Just next hit. Whoever I hit will catch on fire.
So it doesn't... Okay, got it. Okay. Will, it's your turn.
Oh my god. Am I close to a window?
You're pretty close to the southern window in the room. In the meantime, while you've been dragging this transforming wolf creature, mm-hmm. There is now basically a wall of people between you and Nick, just in terms of your safety, security. I don't know what you're planning. You haven't said it out loud, but right. I just want you to be aware of the physical situation in the room. I know Will's self-preservation is very important in all situations, so I'd like to make that clear.
It is.
Where he stands.
In this situation, this is a very weird situation, because I'm witnessing Bathwack punch Lank in the face... And him going after Lank, and I'm also witnessing, like, I have a bad feeling about his mournful prayer. I have a feeling that he's about to do something to Nick.
You also saw Lank come back up with Bathwack.
Right, but it's like, this is a little, there's a reason I'm dragging this guy away. So I think I'm, Jesus, if I do this, I'm not going to really have many more spells, but I am going to cast Fly. And fly him out of the tower.
So you're going to cast it on both of you?
Well, I can carry him.
Yeah.
And so I can fly while carrying something. So as long as I could fit out the window, I'm assuming I can fit out the window holding
this. It's not, and you don't want to cast it on anybody else. Oh, it's touch. Never mind.
What? Yeah, no, I'm not casting it on anyone. I'm just carrying him out of this building.
Sorry, especially I forgot at higher levels you can cast on more people, but you're not even, not even a possibility yet.
We've got an interesting situation here, because we have a man who is very black and white in terms of this stuff, and then we have Will, who is like, not black and white in terms of this stuff.
It's magenta.
And I had a weird feeling. Yeah, I have that magenta shirt on. I don't like the idea that this kid could get killed by Bathwack. So I'm going to fly down and put him on the ground outside. That's okay. My goal.
Are you going to like smash out the window or?
Is it glass?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Okay. I smash it out. I have a billy club. I smash it out.
Okay. And you're flying out the window.
And then I fly out the window with him.
And you're going down.
Yep. And I tell Bernard to go down too. If he can make it. I don't know. Can he? There's no stairs at all in this place. Then Bernard, just fucking stay there forever. I don't know what to do with you. I guess I'll fly back and get you at some point.
Just kill yourself and I'll summon you later.
I know. That's the thing. Like, I can't. Yeah. Yep. So that's what I'm doing with my action is breaking window, flying out as far. I can fly 60 feet per second.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. So I don't know.
Which is probably to the ground, I would think.
Okay. And then I'm going to make my way back up.
So you're just leaving him on the ground?
Yep.
Okay. So you can then start making your way back up.
Yes, I can't make it all the way back up. Okay. I know that.
Okay.
And then Bernard is like, hey, I'm stuck. And I'm like, sorry. I don't know what to do with you. Truly.
Okay. Okay.
There's no, he can't, like, unless I go get him, he can't do anything. There's no way for him to, because he's stuck on the second floor?
Unless you want to take time.
Floor?
Unless you want to try to give him a form that has, he's on the second floor, yes.
It would require me praying for, praying is not
or
what
just
he does.
Rolling the dice and.
Or rolling the dice and potentially having all my pubes fall off or something like that. So.
Or having a mustache made of pubes.
No!
You just gave me that idea, by the way.
Shit! I'll see that. I'm never going to roll again.
Nobody will know but you.
Because, like, the only... he could be a bear, which he could fall through the floor. I mean, assuming... Can I say that Bernard... Or you're the DM. Would he tell me that he's in a rickety situation? I'm not going to transform him into a bear on a rickety-ass platform.
While you're flying, if you want to communicate with him, he'll let you know that this floor doesn't seem too bad. There's some weak spots, but...
Okay.
He crashed through
and then landed on a semi-okay floor. Well, okay, because it's only like bear, bat, cat, toad... I don't know what the fuck all of them are.
Spider.
Yeah, not that. That's creepy. Iguana.
Never that.
Raven, rattlesnake. Yeah, see, I don't think any of these are helpful against Batwack, who will kill us all. So, Bernard, stay away. Just stay down there. I'm sorry that you even tried. I thought maybe you could take the holy symbol. I don't even know where it is now, so whatever. Give up, and I'll see you later.
All right. Rafina, your turn.
All right, I know this isn't going to work, but Rafina's just desperate right now. She senses that this is an all no-holds-barred sort of situation, so she's going to do her best. She knows that this is being transmitted through the saliva of the wolves, which is a type of poison, so she's gonna try it, the lesser restoration with all of her might. Where's Nick?
Right in front of you.
Excellent. All right, so I'm gonna try to lesser restore him. I lay my hands on him again, even though he's doing his werewolf thing.
Okay.
And nothing happens.
You send out your magical song-like abilities through your hands into him. You feel just heat coursing through his flesh underneath his cloth fur.
Tears are streaming down my face.
You sense no poison within him. Nothing, no disease or anything like that. He seems perfectly healthy. This restoration does not seem to have an effect on his current condition. As you lay this hand on him, you see his head whip around. And then you see his eyes glare at you, and then you see them suddenly turn sad for just a moment.
And I say to him, if you and the boy get away, take care of each other.
Oh. No, he's gonna die! Oh, no! I'm so upset. Oh.
And it is Esmeralda's turn.
Hey, get away from him!
She's bleeding from a number of different places, including... the lower part of her face where she was just bitten. And so she is going to reach back, sheathe her rapier to free her hand, and then reach outwards, and she's going to cast a lightning bolt at Nick. So this stroke of lightning blasts outwards And Nick has to make a dexterity saving throw. He fails. So, this lightning courses through him, and he takes a bunch of lightning damage. So let's see here. He would have normally taken 34 lightning damage, but he's going to, as a rogue of the level he is, he's going to uncannily dodge, and he's going to take half of that, despite the fact that he failed his save. So you see him almost like Neo from The Matrix bend backwards. And
and again, I'm confused and think I'm in another... Oh, wait, no, I don't see this. I realize I'm in an alternate... reality.
Right, yeah. You see lines of green code flash yeah. before your eyes. You have no idea why. Then you feel deja vu. All right. Then it is Nat's turn. You sense that the hold person spell has been saved against.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Wait. Oh, shit. Oh, he's down there. Okay, I'm not carrying him anymore.
No, you're not carrying him. You're a couple goodbye. Feet off the ground, at least.
Goodbye.
You see him, I guess. You're still out there.
Yeah.
So... you've actually kind of just set him down and you've started to ascend.
Uh-huh.
So he's going to try to leap up at you and claw at you.
Oh, you little fucker.
Oh, actually, you cast Fly, which... isn't that a concentration spell?
Oh, fuck. Wait, I can't do that.
Well, you could have.
Wait, what? Damn it. Oh, so the whole time... we fucked up! No!
We weren't recording, right? We can start again.
No.
The kid was just so dazed, and he's a little baby werewolf that he was just, but now
I'm
he's
sorry.
Come.
Sorry, I didn't want to cheat. I forgot.
All right.
I'm sorry.
But you set him down. He was playing dead. That's what he was doing. He was playing dead.
Oh.
Retcon. But as soon as you set him down,
fuck.
He flies at you.
Okay.
With a full force attack.
Damn it.
He's gonna
sorry.
Claw at you.
I'm so disappointed in myself. Oh no.
Oh no, what? You're looking over here.
Ah! There we go. We've almost eradicated the werewolf plague, and then you have to fly off a little baby werewolf.
All right, so that is... that's 11 slashing damage that you take. And then he's going to try to bite you. And that is a 13 to hit.
Miss.
All right.
Wow. Right below it. I have shitty armor. Shitty non-armor.
Ah, but remember that your fly spell takes concentration, correct?
Oh no, yep. Oh great.
What ends that?
Damage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna fall?
Well, I think I'm
She's
just gonna be fighting
basically
a baby
on the ground.
Outside.
He's on the ground outside great. The tower.
Let's place some bets on how many members of our party will be werewolves by the end of the fight.
Oh my god.
And it is Nick's turn. He is going to lash out again at Esmeralda, first with his rapier, and that is 20.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
You all notice, by the way, he's not wielding the sun sword that he was recently given.
Whoa, wait a second.
Could he even do it if he wanted to?
Oh, wow.
All right, so that does...
don't I roll to, like, make sure that my concentration isn't affected? Don't I? Isn't that
nope.
how... really?
You take damage and it ends.
Really?
Yep. So she takes a buttload of damage as he just lays into her, pierces right through her armor with his rapier and his short sword. And then he is going to try to bite her again. But that misses. Okay. So, another attack against Esmeralda, and then it is Lank's turn.
All right. So I'm in the thick of things now.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to try to grapple Nick.
Okay. Roll a strength check. Athletics.
19. That is 27.
All right. Wow. You absolutely... now have Nick grappled.
Oh, I have a question.
Yeah.
I mean, if Nick spontaneously combusts, does Lang combust too?
Via magical divine powers? Or like because of a torch or something?
Oh, no, it's just that my sword is like on fire right now.
Oh.
And I'm about to hit someone if I can.
You're guiding these flames with your line to your godliness, so you're able to do that without worrying about harming Lank, unless you're still not sure if he was trying to steal that from you, in which case, you know, two birds, one stone, all that stuff. All right, so yes, Lank, you have him grappled.
All right.
Would you like to move?
I think just trying to immobilize him.
Okay, got it.
Or you could throw both the werewolves over the wall. That'd be pretty cool.
Hmm?
Lank could just throw him over the wall with Will.
Oh, so that they're both down over with there Will. With Will.
I see.
Nice.
All right. So, Bathwack, it's your turn.
Yeah, I mean, for a moment, when that melancholy look passed Nick's face when he looked at Rufina, Bathwack gave pause, but after he saw how he laid into Esmeralda, just something clicked. Still, Bathwack doesn't hear anything in the room. He just hears the hears the sound of water. But, yeah, it's time to attack.
Okay.
All right, rolled a 19, so that's a 26.
Okay, that hits.
All right.
What are you using to attack?
This longsword, the silver longsword that I have. So that's 10 damage. That's 10 slashing damage plus an extra 1 fire damage. Which causes Nick to ignite.
It's seriously on fire.
Yeah, Nick's on fire. And so at the start of each turn, he has to make a constitution saving throw to put out the fire, or take 1d6 every turn.
Okay. But he's just taking the 1 right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So that's your 1 attack.
All right. I'll attack again.
Cool.
It's a 16 plus 7 is a 21, 23.
Yep, that hits.
12 damage slashing.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to cast the level 2 spell slot, the Divine Smite.
Okay.
I mean, I'm trying to be merciful if possible.
Oh, God.
Will is like, ah!
Oh, no, it'll be interesting. If you kill Nick, Will is going to divorce you. This is going to cause some serious shit.
No, it's, it really sucks. It's, there's, 9, 11 radiant damage.
All right, so you see Bathwack lay into your party member, Nick, with all the force that he usually saves for skeletons and zombies and vampires and things like that. And just blow, right after blow, just into him. His cloth fur is currently on fire, singeing at him. He yelps in pain with both blows. And it looks like he is on the brink of death, or at least unconsciousness. He is not doing well. Will, it's your turn.
It is? Yep. Well, I'm stuck down there. Even though, I want to clarify. So we have both fucked up. You did, I was right, that I do get to have a saving throw, a constitution saving throw, if I take damage while I'm casting concentration spell. However, I had fucked up
right
when I had already cast a hold spell and then a flying spell. So, listeners, we're both stupid, okay? So just get over it, all right? Just fucking get over
it. This whole fight is not canon.
It's
this is all a dream.
It's all the Matrix, so it doesn't matter. No.
Yeah, I sure hope so.
We're fucked. Oh my god, I'm so depressed. No, it's going to be some good drama either way. It's going to be some good drama.
To end it and make all the flying jellyfish robots end, Bathwack and Will have to kiss at the very end.
That will never happen, ever.
This is why we played the Doctor Who theme song at the beginning, right? Yep. We're going to get to do some time traveling, too.
Oh, no, it's terrible.
We're going to go back and set a watch.
Oh, unless he says, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry, and then it's a fixed point in time, which it probably is. So
there's a snarling werewolf boy
in
front of
you. And he tried to hit me, and he did hit me.
He slashed at you with his claws and tried to bite you.
Okay. I only have cantrips left. So I am...
Or this.
Or that. Right. And that
you
means,
also have your wand. I mean
and
your
I
rod.
I can't fly away.
You have your rod.
My rod. I, that's
which
what
lets
I already
you
used
regenerate
it. That's I already used.
Oh, you did.
I cast three spells. I cast
Hold Person, Fly,
and Charm Person. Being a warlock is bullshit. I will say that. It is totally
but then you
bullshit.
Could sit down for an hour and you're good to go again.
Yeah, except that I don't, like, in the middle of a fight, I'm fucked. So, all right. I'm going to cast Mask of Many Faces, and I'm going to turn into the old, his grandpa. And be
Who's
like,
grandpa?
Nat's
grandpa. And I'm going to be like, don't hurt me! Don't hurt your... I think it was a grandfather. Don't hurt your grandfather!
Okay.
Here's where we find out. How evil are werewolves on a scale of 1 to 10?
I know. Yeah. Like, and how... Yeah.
And how good a sense of smell do they have? Can you cast... No, cast. Can you roll a bluff check for me?
Fuck. Oh, good roll. Wait, is it called bluff again? Isn't it deception or something, right?
Yeah.
19.
All right. Is that all you're going to do?
I'm going to be backing the fuck up because I don't really have any... it's either this or I'm going to have to fight him.
Okay. All right. Rafina, it's your turn.
What? That's it? Oh, fuck.
We don't know what happened?
Not yet. It's not his turn to... And Nat is... everybody gets to act before Nat does.
All right. So we've still got Nick there.
He's being hugged by Lank.
And, hugged?
Yep. He's being grappled.
Oh, grappled. That's right.
So he can't even fight back. Oh,
he can attack. He can't go anywhere.
Ugh. Will hates all of
and
you.
And he looks wobbly on his feet.
I don't want to be the one to knock him out.
Well, knocking him out is better than killing him.
That's true.
No, I guess I can say I'm not hit won't kill him.
Depends on how you're attacking him.
Yeah.
If there's a conceivable way for you to deal damage.
Bathwack, use the holy symbol.
Yeah, I wish. I have a holy symbol.
Rafina, use a holy symbol. Just somebody.
I'm pulling it out. It's a little thimble that has a little turtle on it, remember?
Aww.
And I'm hoping it will remind him of his friendship of with Bathwack.
I'm hoping it'll prove it, because this has just happened. It's got to be, like, in transition. It's not permanent yet.
Seriously. So I've rifled really quickly in my tinderbox, and I pull it out, and I stick it under his nose, and hopefully it doesn't get lodged in his nostril.
She suffocates him.
Is it
accidentally applies 1d8 damage?
I was gonna say, what's it made of?
Yeah, is it silver? I don't even know.
Would it be? What do you think?
I turn it over, and it says "Made in China."
Oh, so it's definitely not.
It's lead.
It's lead.
No, it's not, because it's sort of copper in color.
Okay. And what are you doing with it again?
I'm putting it under his nose, and I'm singing a soft but fervent prayer.
Okay. You place it there, and you see him try to weakly bite at your hand. He's being held by Lank, and doesn't seem to be very effective. But he also still seems to be conscious.
Bathwack, add yours!
I can't do anything on my
That's
off
not
my
your
turn, right?
Yet. Nope. It's Esmeralda's turn, and she is going to...
Oh, no. I'm going to kill her! Oh, no. Oh.
She is going to pull out her hand axe. She's going to flip it up in the air,
my God.
Turn it around, and she's going to strike down at the top of Nick's head with the blunt end of the hand axe.
Okay. Oh, all right.
That's good.
Whew.
And she rolls.
Oh! Wow.
So she simultaneously puts the fire out.
Yeah. She rolls a 20, so as she's pulling it down, it spins in her hand. The air.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, she, it thunks down solidly, crack, on the top of Wolf Nick's head. You see his eyes blaze angrily and then roll up into the top of his head, his skull. What is that phrase? Roll up into
your into phrase? Their sockets?
Into their sockets? I don't know.
Roll up so that you see the whites of
his
eyes?
His eyes roll back in his head.
There you go. That's what it is.
We get you.
His eyes roll back in his head. He slumps down into your arms, and you find yourself suddenly supporting his full weight length.
Is he still looking like a wolf, or is he just, has he, like, come back to human form?
As he passes out, you see his fur, which is made completely of cloth, as we've established, kind of just almost like melt away, disappear. Aww. And there is Nick bleeding and scorched from lightning and fire.
Raggedy Wolfman.
Yep. And then it is Nat's turn. You transform in front of him, and he kind of like faints at you, kind of like lunges at you, but uh-huh. he looks hesitant to do anything to you.
All right.
And you see him start sniffing the air.
Oh shit!
In your direction.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm like, what do old people smell like? Cough drops, farts. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I'm very rude. Super ageist, apparently.
All right. Lank, it's your turn.
So Nick is now unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to let
is
him go.
Is he still on fire? I don't want him to...
Oh, if he's still on fire, I'm going to do something about that fire.
Yes, he is.
Okay, then I'm going to put him out.
Okay. So Lank is... Do you, like, lay him down and...
Yeah, lay him okay. down, put a blanket over him, you know.
Yeah, cool. All right.
Stop, drop, and roll.
So Lank lays Nick down and puts the fire out. Now, Bathwack, what do you do?
All right. He's incapacitated. I don't need to kill him right away. where is the little werewolf?
You probably would not have a great... Especially considering your description of... Your awareness of the room around you, you do not know.
Okay, I don't even know there was a little werewolf, or I do because Rafini yelled something.
I think, yeah, before you jumped down, you knew that that had happened, yes.
All right.
I don't know where he is.
So they're nowhere to be found. I know they didn't go down the hole in the middle.
You also don't know where Will is.
Oh.
You did see the Nard dog jump down there, past you.
Oh, I did? Right yeah. over the wall?
No, he went down the hole past you, remember, and he crashed through yeah. the floor.
Yeah, but that's not Will.
Nope.
All right, Will went up because Will likes to fly. But they could be anywhere.
Know.
Yeah. How far away is the nearest, like, way I can look outside?
There is a window kind of behind where Nick was.
All right. Yeah, I'll move to look out the window.
It's like a solid pane window. It's not, like, openable, so you could smash it if you want to actually stick out so you could look, like, upwards or.
Yeah, sure. I'll smash it with my sword. It has a big dividend from the chain.
Got it. Yeah. Needs help anyway. All right. You look up, down. I mean, it's dark, cloudy as usual, so it's kind of hard to see, but you don't see any sign of Will.
All right.
Or Nat.
Well, they could be anywhere. How far down is it? Just FYI.
You're 4 stories up.
4 stories? How many feet?
What is that? It's usually, what, like they say, like 10 feet per story, so roughly 40 feet or so, 40, 50 feet.
All right. That'd be pretty stupid to jump.
Yes.
He lands on my head.
You could use your shell as a parachute.
No, but I have no idea where they are. I mean, Will could be flying around who knows where.
He could be right below you. You don't know. Because it's dark enough you can't really make out the ground.
All right. I'll sheath my sword and turn around.
All right.
Done.
Will, it's your turn.
Okay. He's sniffing me. I make myself smell as much like... Velaki as I can. Was there a distinctive smell in the streets?
Well, can't you make things taste a certain way?
I don't want to make myself taste like anything.
No, but taste
like raw steak. Yeah.
I'm delicious.
But taste and smell are related, so maybe you could help the whole scent thing.
Taste like twig tea. No one will want to eat me now.
I'm just trying to maintain the illusion that I'm this old man.
Okay. All right, you also got a snarling hybrid wolf boy in front of you. You know, looks ravenous. So give me another deception check.
Okay. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. 10.
All right.
Ah!
You suddenly see his eyes sort of glare at you, and he starts advancing, not as cautiously as before.
Okay.
He looks more purposefully start to advance on you. You think your ruse might be failing.
Okay. You can cry pitifully for help.
Nope. Is it still my turn? Are we still in turns? What's happening now?
You still have a movement. Yeah, we're still... Because Will is still in peril.
I'm not in fucking peril. Kid's ass. No. Wait, so what did I do? That was a prestidigitation.
That was your action.
Okay.
Right? It's not a bonus action, right? I'm pretty sure it's a full action.
No, it's just a cantrip.
So you can still move.
I am a con man. He is a liar. So even though I think that the ruse is failing, I've got to lean into it. And I'm going to advance as if I'm going to spank him. And I'm going to say, you have been a very bad boy. Like that kind of thing. Like, you know, Nat, you lost your pants. I'm very upset about this. We can only afford one pair of pants. And I'm terrified, but I am advancing on him. That's my bluff. Got I am it. Going to be eaten, everybody.
Okay, cool. Rafina, what would you like to do?
Well, Nick is more or less taken care of, and I cannot see the other one.
Nope.
So I lie down and take a rest. Now, I say to Bathwack, where the bleep is your holy symbol?
and you hear your cat say, yeah, you fucking tell him!
And that reminds me, I say to the cat, listen, cat, is there anything we can do for these recently turned werewolves? Is there any loophole? Do you know anything, cat?
Nail down Bathwack's holy symbol first.
She says, I don't know, go to some weird angel god creature and make them change you?
Oh, yeah.
That worked for me.
Oh, wait, but he only had it like one more time, I think.
So
we could try to keep him unconscious for, you know, months at a time until we get out of this.
That was my suggestion!
Oh, you said that. Sorry, I didn't hear you.
You were busy guzzling gin, I know. Glug, glug, glug. It's very noisy.
I don't have any gin. I think I used a flask of my wine, too.
Oh, that's what that was my idea. Lank has droplets. He has things. He has little spouts.
What? Eye drops?
Can the spouts help? You have the magic spouts.
He has a jug with many different...
Right. You could suffocate him.
Mayonnaise him.
Mayonnaise him!
If he has lice from his recent bout as a werewolf, it would be perfect.
It seems like... Okay. So it was honey.
Honey. There wine and beer.
Mayonnaise was the egg, I think.
Yep.
Skull would be poison, we're thinking.
Yeah, we were thinking that.
I think we used it up.
Wait, I'm supposed to be good, and here I'm like, oh, poison, all right.
I think you figured out the one with the skull was the one you weren't completely sure about. Yeah. Otherwise, you had acid, beer, honey, mayonnaise, oil, vinegar, fresh water, salt water, and wine.
I don't think we figured out acid, but cool. Now we know we have acid.
The acid, yeah.
You suspected.
Okay, cool.
That.
You mean the poison one or the
acid? Anything here, does that ring any bells for anyone? Like, oh, werewolfism is cured by olive oil.
Wait, so while we're doing this, you all wanted me to touch him with the holy symbol?
Yes.
And he's totally unconscious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's all right. On the floor, wrapped up in a blanket.
Okay. Sure. I'll humor everybody and touch him with the holy symbol.
Yeah, but mean
it. She's in my pocket. Oh, I have to mean it.
You have to mean it.
No, just like graze him with it, Bathwack. Come on. Press that thing in there.
I sarcastically touch him.
Smack him with it. You whip it and start spinning it on the chain.
I'll touch him with it and pray that he's not healed. No, I'm just...
Dick. He just doesn't want to be wrong.
Lang is
convinced that there's a reason that both of these things happened at the same time.
Yeah, no, I really do want I really want Nick to recover. I just am skeptical, but I'll
give it to Rafina. She believes.
I believe.
All right. I'll give it to Rafina.
No, because it's not mine. It wasn't given to me by the Morning Lord. It has to be you.
The Morning Lord didn't give it to me either.
You guys found it.
We found it.
No, that was the Morning Lord's way of giving it to you. Don't be daft.
Actually, I think Rafina had it first.
I'm pretty sure you gave it to me. You gave it to me.
But the Morning Lord guided me to give it to you, duh.
But this reminds me, while I'm giving Rafina the holy symbol back so she can decide what to do with it, I am going to take the sun sword off of Nick.
Oh.
Okay. What about the rest of his weapons?
That's probably a good idea. But I'm going to hold the sun sword. I'll hold them all.
Cool.
How many weapons does he have? Because I can't hold an infinite number of weapons.
He has a rapier, a dagger, a short sword, and a scimitar. And then also the sun sword.
Where was the dagger hidden? Was it like under his taint? Does Bathwack have to go in next time to find it?
Under his taint.
What? Taint!
Where's the last place to look for that dagger?
And I throw the dagger out the window.
It's me in the head.
And then, and then Will's first thought is, oh, he probably has a dagger under his teeth. Check there.
No. What was happening? Yeah, no. So Nat wasn't fooled by your smell, but then suddenly this new smell is introduced to the situation. It gives you another 6 seconds.
Oh, yes. Perfect.
All right, sorry. What I probably would do is I would take the sun sword and actually pocket it. And the rest of them I'd lay on the floor and slide them away from him.
Cool. All right. They skitter across the floor. They fall down the hole. Oh, wait. There's no hole. The platform's kind of there. So they skitter and then they hit the platform and then there's that one corner that's down and they fall into nothing.
They hit the corner of the tower. The tower caves in. Yep. Everybody's dead except Will and Nat.
That's why I forgot he still had his tower smite spell ready to go.
Three turns later, Nat is the only one left. And the credits roll.
And the credits roll.
All right.
Oh, no.
All right. So, it is Esmeralda's turn again. And she looks a little worse for wear, but she is looking around. She's trying to find the other missing members. And she spots the broken window to the south. She rushes over and looks out. And you hear her mutter something under her breath. And then suddenly she says, oh, I see them! I see them both! They're down there at the ground! But wait, no! Is that... It's an old man! And the wolf boy, she says. And then it is Nat's turn. All right. So he is still advancing on you, but you advance towards him, and he kind of takes a step back. Mm-hmm. He seems a little bit fearful, but he does still try to lash out with you with one of his claws.
Great.
And that is an 18 to hit.
Hits.
Don't be so mad. Sometimes people hit you, Will. It's okay.
It's not okay, because I have very few hit points and shitty armor.
Will, fake it until you make it.
That's what I'm trying to do.
You're fighting a little wolf boy. Like, what is the worst that can happen?
With no spells left and no familiar.
7 slashing damage.
Alright.
But he looks hesitant to do more.
Okay.
Alright. And then it is Lank's turn. You've got Nick in front of you. You've put out the fire. He's still bleeding profusely and lying there. He's certainly not conscious at this point. You know, you suspect he's probably dying, but he's not dead. He's not ready to wake up, though.
So, the one with the turn is the one person in the party who can't heal for shit. Have the holy symbols been applied?
Sounds like they had, but it didn't look like they really had too much effect.
I didn't actually do anything yet, because it wasn't my turn.
Oh, okay.
I think the one thing that I would know how to do is try to find a piece of relatively clean cloth and try to staunch the wound.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a medicine check.
No, this is going to go well.
Wait, whose wound is this?
Nick's.
Oh, okay.
He's basically bleeding out in front of you.
I see.
I would probably also at some point say, would somebody who knows what they're doing please do something about this? because I just rolled a total of 4.
Okay.
So I cram the cloth down his throat trying to stanch the blood from the inside.
I see. You make a few extra holes, you plug the ones that are supposed to be there.
And for good measure, I cram in a few Tums as well.
And some bug spray.
No, don't be ridiculous. That's disgusting.
So, it's surprising, but all of these efforts don't seem to do much to improve Nick's current status.
Somebody help me, please.
Bathwack, it's your turn.
Esmeralda sees them down there? Or, well, she sees an old man in Nat.
Yep.
Now, I've seen Will change his shape before.
Yes, to the disconcertion of all of you.
Am I likely to, with my small turtle brain, am I likely to think that that's Will?
If you're not sure, why not roll an intelligence check?
Sure. Ooh. 16 minus 1. 15.
I love that. Ooh! You think, especially since Will is uncounted for, and having already suspected he may have vacated the tower via a fly spell, you could, you know, assume that that could be him. Certainly it's not outside the realm of possibility.
Right. 40 feet?
Yep.
One intelligence check later, Bathrock jumps out the window.
Oh my god, are you kidding me?
All right.
Oh no!
Now you're making me looking up the falling damage rules.
Shit. Hey, couldn't you help here?
I know, healer! No, he couldn't.
He doesn't hear
Rafina
you.
Rafina's there. I have absolute faith in Rafina.
He's got a lot of focus issues here. He's very focused.
I like how he's ready to kill me over that holy symbol, which is now pressed against Nick at Lank's insistence, and he's like, ah, fuck it, I'm jumping out the window.
But no, I'm still,
care about
I'm
it
still
now.
Holding the holy symbol. Are you kidding me?
Oh.
No, you gave it to me.
You specifically said that you weren't holding it.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Jin.
That was about 4 minutes ago.
No, I mean, it's a little late, right? I mean, I can think this 2 seconds after I jump out the window, but I can't do anything about it.
Oh, my holy symbol.
All right, I'll hold on to the holy symbol. He's going to hit me again, but I'm going to hold on to it for safekeeping. We got to stop this bleeding.
You can't take it away from me, can you?
Well, I meant more I was going to hold it so you could heal him.
Oh!
But I have the sun sword now, though.
Yes, you do. You pocketed it. All right, so you take, you whistle down through the air. This feels like some, like, weird riddle. Like, what is the sound of one turtle dragon falling or something like that? But eventually, the sound is a large thud as you hit the ground. You land prone, and you take 14 bludgeoning damage.
Ow! Can I laugh at him as he falls?
So, I basically pancake into the ground.
I guess my one question is, were you going to jump out the window you had broken, or were you going to go over to where she had spotted them and jump out that one?
Oh! Well, of course I would go where she spotted them, although I didn't quite catch that detail.
All right. So, they have moved away from the window, unfortunately. So you land on the ground. Basically, now Nat is between you and this old man.
Oh my god, are you fucking kidding me? Oh my god, epic showdown! Alright, cool.
So,
epic Will... showdown, except I have no fucking spells left.
Will, all of a sudden, you just see this form fall out of the sky and land on the ground behind Nat.
Oh my god.
In a heap.
Yes. And it's your turn.
Can I tell it's Bathwack?
Yeah. There's enough.
I just know it's him.
You don't have dark vision, but it's close enough. You can make it out.
Are we out of turns now? Or are we just...
You have a snarling werewolf boy in front of you.
Is he trying to hurt me again?
He just tried to slash at you with his claw.
But then he stopped.
He didn't bite you.
Do another one.
Mm-hmm. You think
okay, so now I need to know the lay of the land, because I kind of had this idea, you know, like, so there's a bridge or a bridge of land?
There's a causeway.
A causeway.
Yep.
Okay.
So it's like a...
So where is that? Is that behind Bathwack? Because I had kind of pictured that what I was going to try to do was to scare him away, to get him to go away, okay. Because I didn't have any spells left. I'm not going to be able to subdue him. I'm not very strong.
So the,
Bathwack in between
this
guy? Great.
Wait, where's Bathwack?
Between Nat and the causeway, in terms of what Will is trying to plan.
Oh, good. So no one's going to get away.
Not that way. Through you, unless they go around.
He fell on the ground! Seriously?
He's prone.
Yeah, he's prone. Seeing that, again, the reason I did this was because I was like, holy shit, Bathwack's gonna kill everybody. And I suspect, Will has a suspicion that, like, I don't know, bad shit went down upstairs. I don't know what happened upstairs, but just have a suspicion.
Bathwack came crashing out a window, you know that.
That's true. I guess I don't know whether he jumped down or if he
you
was
no
thrown
idea.
Out. But I don't really care. I'm going, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to let this huge turtly guy who could totally kick my ass, like, have a discussion with me. I think I'm just going to try to create a bonfire in a way that would make the kid run down the causeway. If he can fucking run fast enough away down the causeway. I don't have any other
spells. So, like, kind of in his square to try to singe him with it, maybe, and...
To get him to get out of here.
Between you and him,
and meanwhile,
yeah.
I'm just gonna be like, go back to the cave! Go, go! I can't tell him to go home. If he goes home, then he's gonna go tear Valaki up.
Okay.
Yeah, just go! Go back to the cave! Go!
And you cast Create Bonfire.
And I cast Create Bonfire to make him scared. Okay. To run away. Of course, I'm gonna make a small child die of starvation in the wilderness, but at least he has a chance, guys.
So, the bonfire flares up. You catch him in part of it. I'm trying to picture, like, you kind of putting it.
Mm-hmm. It's not to hurt him, really, but it's, yeah, like, it's fine if it catches him a little bit. It's supposed to, he's trying to hurt me, he just fucking hit me, so I'm not like, oh, don't hurt him at all.
Okay.
It's a fucking
roll, roll an intimidation check.
Oh, okay. 13. Fuck.
Okay. All right. So this bonfire flares up. You do catch him in some of it to cinch him. He yelps, and you're shouting this at him as it does so. And he looks like he kind of stumbles back, falls backwards a little bit, catches himself, turns around, and he starts running toward the causeway.
Mm-hmm.
He does run past you, Bathwack. You're prone, but you could still take a swipe at him if you would want. It'd be a disadvantage.
It's a disadvantage?
Mm-hmm.
Cast Thunderous Smite.
It's just a straight, it's just an opportunity attack, so it's just a straight melee attack.
Oh, but this is a bonus action? Doesn't matter?
It does not matter. It's just a reaction. None of the extra stuff can go along with those. It's just kind of...
Oh, that's going to be a miss. That's, it's disadvantage.
It is.
It's hard to imagine I rolled worse than that. Oh, I did! All right. 14.
That hits, actually.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
All right. That's... It's 6 plus something. 6. 12. Slashing.
All right. So you take a chunk out of him with your sword as he goes running by. He lets out a louder yelp as you do so.
It's a reaction, so I'm not going to give myself time to turn the blade and try to just knock him down.
Yeah, you're just kind of lashing out, instinct, that kind of thing. And he starts heading down the causeway. The flames seem to catch hold a little bit from the bonfire. And you see him stop eventually because the flames start to rise up. And he starts beating at himself. And then you see him throw himself into the water.
Jesus, I'm like, get in the water, dumbass! What the hell? Water everywhere!
Next to the causeway. So he splashes into the water by the land bridge.
And he can't swim, so he drowns. Great.
He's about halfway down, so once the fire goes out, it's basically dark over there, so it's kind of unknown what's going on with young Nat in the water. But we've got Nick upstairs, bleeding out. He's got some more death saves to roll. He's rolled 2 so far, the result of which is unknown.
Oh my god.
We've got young Nat in the water somewhere down the causeway, and we'll find out what happens to our party next time here on Pork Fried Dice.
You forgot to mention there's a fucking bonfire between Happy two Earth mortal Day. Enemies. That's the most
oh yes
crazy image.
Will and Bathwack catch each other's eyes through the bonfire. They make sarcastic kissy faces at each other.
Nice.
The then end. Lank wakes up and realizes it was all a dream.
Yeah.
He's like, shit! That was strange.
Why didn't I take the blue pill?
Lank wakes up and goes, oh, that was a weird dream. And then he's like, oh, somebody needs to be on watch.
Yeah. Yeah, yes!
He goes over and ties Nat to the bed.
Yeah.
Then he ties himself to the bed.
No one's getting me up for my long rest!
Not even myself.
Actually, you know what? He's going to tie everybody to everything. So that if anybody moves...
Just this writhing mass of...
Yeah. Nobody's going anywhere without the whole party being...
There's away. A new monster in the Monster Manual, the adventuring party golem.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.